This is the audiobook version of The Journey of Ewan and Kian, written by Marin, narrated by Pat and Gary, music by Brian. The Journey of Ewan and Kian. Ewan was the only unicorn on land. He was very busy. His job was to make holes in the soil with his horn so people could plant vegetables and fruits. Ewan was happy to help, and he worked from early morning to late evening. He wanted to play after work with the other animals, but the sky was dark, and he couldn't even see the tip of his horn. One day, after he finished his daily chores, he stopped at the beach. He noticed that the surface of the water was covered in holes, similar to the ones he was digging on land. In a while, a shiny-looking animal popped up from the water to dig the next hole.
"Hey,"
said Ewan.
"You have a horn like me. Who are you?"
"This is a tooth, not a horn. I am the unicorn of the sea," uttered the creature.
"I am the unicorn,"
said Ewan.
"You must be something else."
"My uncle whale, the biggest animal on the planet, said, 'I am a narwhal,'" answered the sea beast.
"What is a narwhal?"
asked Ewan.
"Don't know. I only know how to make holes in the water, so sea animals can go to the surface and breathe. By the way, do you have friends?"
inquired the narwhal.
"No, I don't,"
Ewan muttered.
"I am the only unicorn on land."
The narwhal smiled.
"I am the only unicorn at sea."
"What is your name?"
asked Ewan.
"Kian,"
answered the sea unicorn.
"Kian,"
Ewan said,
"I can teach you how to run on land."
"Excellent," replied the sea unicorn, "and I will give you swimming lessons."
"Great,"
shouted Ewan.
"If you know how to run, and I know how to swim, we can help each other to dig holes fast."
"And we'll have time to play, right?"
said Kian.
"It won't be easy,"
sighed Ewan.
"Nights are very dark, but I have an idea how to add light to the night sky. It will be great for everyone."
"I also have an idea about how to add light to the night sky to be great for everyone,"
whispered the sea unicorn modestly.
"We have to ask my Uncle Whale how to fly. But first, let me teach you how to swim."
Ewan learned to swim fast. Kian showed him how to immerse himself in water, how to rest on his back, and how to dive in headfirst. Once, when their heads were above the surface, they saw a geyser of air coming from a nearby hole.
"Wow!"
shouted Kian.
"That must be my uncle. Let's go and ask him how to fly."
The two unicorns swam as fast as they could. The swim was easy for Kian. Ewan was not giving up either, although he was breathing heavily. They stopped a short distance from the spouting mammal. The two of them started in unison.
"Dear Uncle Whale, we have an idea how to add light to the night sky.
We think you fly with your flappy fins.
Can you teach us how to fly?"
"Sea animals don't fly. Go and look for Elephant, the smartest animal on land. He will help you."
Kian's uncle answered and looked at them with his smiling eyes.
"But I don't know how to walk," said Kian sadly.
"Don't worry,"
Ewan replied.
"Tomorrow you will know how to walk."
The next morning, shortly after sunrise, Ewan taught Kian how to walk, how to climb hills, and how to run fast. The two friends dug holes together, and before darkness enveloped the world, they also found Elephant.
"Uh-oh,"
Ewan said.
"You have two big horns."
"Uh-oh,"
corrected Kian.
"You have two big teeth."
"Neither one,"
gently answered the big creature.
"I have two big tusks."
"Tusks?
Interesting."
The two unicorns started talking in unison.
"Dear Elephant, we have an idea how to add light to the night sky.
We think you fly with your flappy ears.
Can you teach us how to fly?"
"I personally don't fly,"
responded Elephant.
But if you run fast, following this path, you will meet Anteater. If you get to the edge of the forest before dark, you will see him snoring on a tree on the left side of the path. He knows all the animals in the forest, and you may ask him what to do.
The unicorn said,
Thank you,
in a hurry and started running as fast as they could. The sprint was easy for Ewan. Kian was not giving up either, although he was breathing heavily. They ran and ran and ran until they reached the edge of the forest. On the left side of the path, there was a tree with a big nest on top. A hairy creature was hugging one of the thick branches below. His eyes were closed and he was wheezing rather loudly. Ewan and Kian were sure it was Anteater. They both cleared their throats until the animal's eyes opened.
Uh-oh,
Ewan exclaimed.
You have a big horn.
Uh-oh, corrected Kian. You have a big tooth.
Neither one,
answered Anteater slowly.
I have a big snout.
Snout? Interesting.
The two unicorns started in unison.
Dear Anteater,
we have an idea how to add light to the night sky.
We think you fly with your flappy legs.
Can you teach us how to fly?
Anteater slowly responded.
I do not fly at all. I never climb anything higher than an anthill or a tree. But you are at the right spot. Do you see the white bird in the nest at the top of the tree? That is Stork. He is the best flight instructor in the forest.
He teaches others to fly.
Ewan and Kian lifted their eyes, and the white bird looked down at them.
Uh-oh,
Ewan exclaimed.
You have a big horn.
Uh-oh,
corrected Kian.
You have a big tooth.
Neither one,
answered Stork gently.
I have a big beak.
Beak? Interesting.
The two unicorns started talking in unison.
Dear Stork,
we have an idea how to add light to the night sky.
We think you fly with your flappy wings.
Can you teach us how to fly?
Stork replied,
I do fly with my wings, although one can soar without wings. First, you have to believe.
We know what you mean,
exclaimed Ewan.
Same as our belief that we can add light to the night sky, right?
Stork opened his beak and said smoothly,
when you believe, you are.
Learning to fly without wings was tricky. On several occasions, Ewan and Kian lost their belief in the tall grass, especially when they landed headfirst on the ground. Stork hugged them, wiped their tears, and did acrobatic loops to make them laugh. Then they started again and again. It took them from dawn to dusk to learn how to balance, how to use air currents, and how to glide. At the end of the next day, Ewan and Kian became soaring experts. The two took a break under the tree with Anteater and Stork. When the evening became pitch dark, Anteater and Stork wished them good luck, and the unicorns began their mission. They flew in spirals, higher and higher and higher, until they reached the sky. The sky was nothing but a thick, velvety, dark curtain. They gave each other high fives and poked the soft surface with their horn and tooth. Suddenly, two intense streams of light blinded them for a minute. There was light behind the sky curtain. Ewan and Kian smiled and continued to poke the velvety surface. More and more light came through the holes. The earth below them became more and more visible. They were thrilled. They would be able to play after a hard day at work. The sun was not up yet when they finished their mission. The dark curtain was covered in holes, and the sky was flooded with light. Both friends flew back and landed on the ground next to the tree with the nest on top of it. Whale, elephant, anteater, and stork were waiting for their arrival. When they saw them coming, they clapped their fins, ears, legs, and wings in celebration.
Although I am a flight instructor, it never came to my mind
to poke holes in the black curtain,
said Stork.
The sky is so beautiful with stars on it, and you started this in total darkness.
Ewan and Kian cheerfully declared,
Yeah, when you believe, you are.
Both unicorns looked at each other and smiled. This has been the audiobook version of The Journey of Ewan and Kian, written by Marin, narrated by Pat and Gary, music by Brian. Production copyright 2018 by FontReel.com. The end.